Canım Hüseyin, canım Hüseyin, canım Hüseyin, canım Hüseyin, canım Hüseyin, canım Hüseyin, canım. Selam ey babe rahmet, babe cennet. Selam ey babe rahmet, babe cennet. Selam ey rahbere.
Euzu billahi mineşşeytanirracim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين السلام عليكم بعث الأنبياء والمرسلين والصلاة والسلام والتحيات والإكرام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين المظلومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. سيما بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. For reappearance of Imam Zaman, please say all together salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد ولعنة الله على أعدائهم وظالميهم وغاصبي حقوقهم لعنة الدائمة من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. صلوات
الله على محمد وعلى محمد.
First of all, dear brothers and sisters and beloved children, I would like to extend my condolences to all of you for this night that is night of a greatest tragedy, that is night for demise of personality who is source of our guidance. Whatever we have in our life as a Muslim, that is belong to the Prophet, peace be upon him. He has enlightened our hearts, and if we are guided towards the right path, that is the personality of Prophet, peace be upon him. My condolences to Imam of the Age, and condolences to the present leader. I would like to discuss today a very interesting subject, that religion of Islam that was sent to the Prophet, peace be upon him, is that victorious religion or a religion that is defeated religion? What is the analysis about that? That when we like to look at this religion, let us think about ourselves, that what do we think about that? But before that, let us see, Quran has said, there is promise of Quran, هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى. He is the one who sent down messenger with the guidance. ودين الحق. And he sent down the messenger with a right religion. لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. Though this religion can be made as overcoming religion on all the religions, it can be considered as a victorious religion in this world. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ. Although the polytheists and mushrikeen, they may dislike that. This is promise of Allah SWT. Promise of Allah, it comes with a few important steps that have been said. First, that Allah has chosen Prophet to be the messenger. Second, that He sent down Prophet with a few important things. One is the guidance. Second, that Prophet was sent with a religion that is Deen al-Haq. And third, that its quality as a religion, that it's going to be overcoming religion. It's going to take over. It is going to be victorious in the world. So this is the point that I would like to discuss today. And let me ask everybody that by looking outside at the moment as a religion of Islam, as we are Muslim, what is our belief? What do we think? So think for a while, and then if anybody can answer, what do we think, that it is a victorious religion or it's not? What is your view? Anybody would like to answer? Do you think that it's a victorious religion today or it's a defeated religion? Who would like to give a short answer in 2 minutes or one sentence? Say one sentence, one phrase. Do you think that it's a religion that is overcoming? It is victorious. In the view of sisters, religion is victorious. What do you think, boys? Do you think religion is, our religion, Islam, is victorious today, or it's not? What do you like to say? Anybody? She said because it's taking over the Christians. At the moment, Christianity, it's advancing the Christianity, advancing some of the religion as well. Is that right? Do you think that this is a right result? How would you like to answer? Okay, so that means there is a confusion. You know, many times when we look at religion, we have many types of confusions, and there is no confidence. We don't have confidence. We lost our confidence. That should we say or we shouldn't say? What is the status of religion? And very interestingly, a few days before, a few sisters from university, they had this subject. This was one of the subjects that they had been asked, that you have to go and discuss about this point, that religion in general, is it defeated today by the science, or religion is taking over? So those who are students, that is a good point for them. That is one of the points of discussion that you need to discuss sometime within your youth, that how religion itself in general, in the sense of view, is it's decreasing or increasing? It's becoming popular or it's becoming unpopular? So that was question about religion in general. But let us see about religion of Islam. The religion of Islam is becoming popular or it's becoming unpopular. It is defeated or it's victorious. It is a religion that is taking over or it's a religion that is giving up. Which one is true? In order to analyze, it's important that we need to see two factors. One is factor of Muslims. Second is factor of Islam. Many times we mix up in these two. That when we like to speak about Islam, we look at Muslims outside. We don't look at Islam itself. If we start looking at the Muslims and their situation, then we will be worried. Allah has promised to the Prophet, peace be upon him, that your religion is going to be victorious religion. But he did not say that Muslims are going to be victorious. He said that Deen al-Haq liyudhirahu ala Deen kulli. That means religion itself, it's going to be victorious. In order that a religion has to be victorious, there have to be some elements. We need to see what are the elements of a religion that it can be popular religion. What are the things that we need to see in a religion? That a religion should be advanced religion. It has to be upfront. It has to be a religion that everybody can accept it. Can anybody say what is something that really we need to see in a religion? The religion is advancing and this religion can be a popular religion. Let us think about that. What are the elements that a religion needs to have? A religion needs to have that we can consider the religion as advancing religion, as a popular religion, as upfront religion, a religion that is taking over. In this verse that I recited, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned those important elements. That these elements, if they are there, then the religion is going to be advancing religion. It's going to be a religion that is upfront. So Quran has said, "Huwa alladhi arsala rasulahu bil huda." Very first element that has to be in religion in order to be advanced religion, in order to be a religion that is going to be logical, in order that religion can be a religion that takes over, that it has to come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It should have roots that are divine roots. A man-made religion cannot survive. A religion that does not have roots towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in divinity, that religion is not going to be overcoming religion. Those religions today that are defeating, religion that at the moment have become unpopular because they started adding in the religion and religion became man-made religion. For example, Christianity. Christianity has become unpopular because followers of Christianity, they started adding and adding. And they made this religion as a religion that is man-made completely. Most of things are man-made. Let us see book that they have, this Bible. It's not the Bible that has been sent down to the Prophet Isa. There are many things that are man-made. And they accept themselves. Their scholars also have difference in, about that. They have agreed that this Bible is the same Bible. Second thing, personality of Jesus and a prophet that they believe. You know, sometime have you been in graveyard, cemetery? They made statues. They made statues of Jesus. It seemed that he is one of the priests in their church. So what they try to do is, they would like to make Jesus as their priests. They don't like to make themselves like Jesus. They don't see Jesus as their role model, but they make Jesus as their thing. They imagine that he must be somebody who is wearing gold, right? They start imagining that he must be somebody who is having very nice stuff. He must be very handsome. He has to be a white guy. When they imagine, and then they started making this kind of a picture, an image. So they made a statue. That is statue with their imaginations. So when religion becomes part of imaginations, at that time that religion cannot survive. But Islam, its roots are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Huwalladhi, he is the one who sends down. We don't make religion. Nobody makes religion. Can anybody have authority to make a religion? What do you think? Does Prophet has authority that he can make religion? Of course, Prophet does not have that authority. Religion is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Quran has said, "Inna ad-deena 'inda Allah al-Islam." Religion before Allah is Islam. Please say salawat all together. So first, the root of religion has to be divine roots. Second element of victory of any religion, that the leader of the religion has to be a divine leader. He has to be infallible. Prophet that we believe, messenger that we believe, he has to be chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If somebody starts claiming that I am Prophet of Allah, we are not going to accept him unless we see signs of prophethood. So this is second element that will be mentioned. Huwalladhi arsala rasulahu. He is the one who sends down messenger. Nobody else can send the messengers. Nobody can choose the messenger. It's not with majority. It's not because he has become popular with the people. No. It's because he has divine roots. He has been sent down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Third element that has been mentioned in this verse, that is bil huda. He should come to guide the people. His religion has to be based on the guidance of the human being. And fourth, it has to be right religion. What it means when we say right religion? A right religion is a religion that is close to the logic that everybody can accept. If anybody starts searching about that, start thinking about that, he will reach up to the point that he will accept a religion. Religion of Islam, it is Deen al-Haq. And Deen al-Haq has that quality that it can take over. A false religion cannot take over. You know, today, those who accept Islam, if you start looking at the popularity of the religion and comparing this religion with any other religion, for example, if you look at the churches, today churches are becoming empty. I have been in United Kingdom, and Bishop of United Kingdom had announced, this was one of his statements that has been printed in large media and mass media everywhere. He said that Christianity is vanished from all over the Europe, and our youth is not no more attractive towards Christianity. So you see, this is his statement. It is not a statement of a general scholar or a priest. This is a statement of a bishop. Bishop is like a mujtahid. He's like a marja. A marja in Christianity, after looking at his school, most of the churches have been sold. So they are being taken over by Muslims. Muslims, they started converting them to the masajid, Husainiyas. At the moment, in many of the parts of Europe, churches are sold to the Muslims. And they are in the hands of Muslims. In North America also, in Canada, you go in many places, you find that a church is being converted towards a Muslim place that has become a masjid, that has become a Husainiya. This is one of the signs that Islam is becoming popular. Islam is taking over. It's not because of Muslims. Popularity of Islam, it's not because of Muslims. Because if people they see our character, they would like to come toward Islam. Because, you know, we ourselves, when we speak about ourselves, we say, don't make any business with any Muslim. Isn't that right? Even we, when we like to lie about ourselves, we say, don't make any business with any Muslim. Don't make any business with any Pakistani. Isn't that right? That's what we say. So our own our view about ourselves is not right. How about somebody else? If we were being the people that could have good character as personality of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, as it is said that one of the most important factor that has become Islam as a popular religion, that is akhlaq of Prophet, peace be upon him. That his character, his behavior has been able to attract the people to us. Islam. In many wars, it is said in War of Hunain, one of the ladies, she was arrested and she became captive. She was daughter of Halima, Shima. She became as captive. And the Holy Prophet been introduced that she is the lady, she is the daughter of Halima. Prophet called her and he started speaking with Shima. He said, are you daughter of Halima Saadia? She said, yes. He said, so you are my sister by feeding milk. I would like to forgive you, but in order that you can take complete forgiveness, you need to come in the masjid. Ask Muslims in general. If they forgive you, then we are going to make you free. You can go back. So she came in the masjid. It was announced in the masjid that this is the lady. She is in the relation with the feeding the milk. She is the sister of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Prophet has already forgiven. If Muslims they like to follow Prophet as well. And everybody said that we would like to follow Prophet, peace be upon him. She was forgiven. When she wanted to go, when she wanted to leave, and then the Prophet said, I would like to send two servants with you. I will give you two slaves that are going to serve you. I would like to give you a ride that you can go with that. What do you think? That when Prophet has treated a person who was being captive with this akhlaq, with this character, isn't she going to be attractive toward Islam. She accepted Islam. Prophet said, if you like to live, you have freedom. If you like to go back, then you are free to go back as well. See, if this character would have been implemented within the Muslims, definitely this Islam would have been more popular. But at the moment, popularity of Islam is not because of us. It's because of Islam itself. Islam is attraction. Islam is logical. Islam is a rational religion. It approaches to the minds of people. So it's Deen al-Haq. Deen al-Haq. The right religion. You know, if any of the youth, you have been said, this is right and this is wrong. If we know this is right and this is wrong, definitely we will choose something that is right. We are not going to choose something that is wrong. If religion of Islam is so evident that it's Deen al-Haq, then anybody for whom religion will become evident, they are going to accept Islam. That is why Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, was the personality he was, attracting people through his akhlaq. How many people, how many slaves, those who became closer friends to the Prophet, peace be upon him, like Bilal. Bilal was African. He was slave. He was beaten. He was living in the difficult state. And when he started finding out the Prophet, peace be upon him, then he accepted Islam. He became free from the slavery. And Prophet took him, one of the closest to him, that he was to say Adhan and be Muaddin. He made him like his deputy in masjid. Then he becomes in spirituality closer to the Prophet, peace be upon him, that if one day he starts going to recite Adhan, then morning is not going to rise. That is what Prophet, peace be upon him, raised. So there may be two ways to attack towards a religion. One is that reality and truthfulness and honesty of religion. Second is akhlaq of people. So when we are saying today Islam is popular, it's not popular because of our behavior and character. It is popular because its self-religion has logic. Peace is salawat. Then Quran said, لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. We sent on with all these elements that we want to make this religion as overcoming religion. A religion that can be victorious religion. In Ahadith it is said, this is one of the important point that has been mentioned in Ahadith, that Islam will become such victorious religion that it will enter in every house, every city, every village. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wa salam has said, if you can say salawat all together, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Imam said there will be a time that no house will be remaining on the earth where Kalima Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah will not be recited. People will be reciting La ilaha illallah. Everybody would believe in Kalimatu La ilaha illallah. Now we can see the signs of that. In order to see that is a religion becoming popular, one of the things that I've said, that it's centers, it's taking over. Say in Houston, just in Houston, But I answered to these sisters, I said that just in Houston, go back 20 years. In Houston there were only maybe 3 to 4 centers. After 20 years, at the moment, only in Houston, there are 110 mosques. 110 mosques in only Houston. And according to the survey of media, at the moment, one of the religions that is the most popular religion in America, that is Islam. Not Christianity, although majority that was believing in the past, they were Christian. Most people who were believing in the past, they were Jews. But at the moment, they are in minority. Muslims are in majority. In some of the European countries, if you travel and you continue driving, you will not find any person who is not a Muslim. You may drive miles and you see only Muslims. In some of the cities, people on Friday, when they come out in the Western countries, it's like you are in any Muslim country. They are wearing white stuff. They are coming completely with Islamic dress and would like to go for Friday prayers. So Friday prayers are in most of places. The people will pray Friday prayer and sermons are delivered. That means Islam, it is taking over. Another sign of a religion that if it is victorious or defeated religion. If you like to see any religion in this world made a system according to their religion, made an establishment according to their religion. So Christianity from beginning of the time, they had many governments, but they could not make one government that is based on Christianity. Although Christian had become as a religion, that is religion of state, they called it as a religion of state. But religion of state is never been implemented. It's never been implemented in all of the history. Jews, they started calling Israel as their religious state. But do you think it's their religious state? Of course it's not. It's a Zionist state. But Muslims, from beginning of their history, Prophet of Allah, Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, he made a government based on Islamic values. He established the government in his time. You know, the success of Prophet, peace be upon him, is such a success that he has been able to deliver the message successfully, to bring the people in Islam, to make cities in his life, just in his life, make many cities as cities of Muslims. And there were many wars in the time of Prophet, peace be upon him, that he became victorious. And he defeated the enemies. That is how he became popular. But at the same time, after delivering the message, after bringing the people in Islam, letting them start practicing Islam, he has been able to establish a government. And not only establishing government, establishing the armed forces. He became commander-in-chief of the armed forces. That is our Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. He had completed many missions in his life. So you can see that receiving Quran from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, delivering this Quran to the people, completing the Quran. It's been written down in his life. giving ahadith, giving the sermons, leading the prayers, leading the government, leading our forces. These are all tasks the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, used to do in his life. And in successfully he has done that. And at the same time that he was taking government, he was the commander of armed forces, he became so beloved within the people that after passing 14 centuries, he is the one of the most popular, the most beloved personality within the Muslim countries and Muslims in the world. And even not even the Muslims. Many of those who do not believe in Islam, but when they like to comment on the personality of Prophet, peace be upon him, they respect him, they honor him. Please say salawat. So we as Muslim, we made Islamic government in the beginning. The National Party, peace be upon him, Amir al-Mu'mineen, again made Islamic government for 5 years. Our second Imam Hassan al-Mustafa also established Islamic government. Although it was for 3 months, but still he has been able to establish the government. And after passing centuries, again we have established a government that is based on the value of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and that government is completely following the path of Holy Prophet and path of Amir al-Mu'mineen. So see that Islam, it's becoming a popular religion because it's providing a system, it's providing establishment in today's world, which is advanced world. Islam is matching with every advancement of the world. There is another sign that Islam is taking over. So let us go a little further. That think that Islam is becoming victorious or not. Where are the larger gatherings in the world? What is the religion that you see? It is having larger gatherings based on their religion. Based on their religion. Yes, maybe sometimes if there is a soccer match or football match, or there is a popular actor coming in the city, then many people will get together. But is there any religion who calls the people based on their religion? And majority of people, they get together just because of their religion, their faith. Christianity, Judaism, Hindus, Sikhs. Islam is a religion that every year it invites the people to Mecca. People, they pay, people, they go, and many of the people, they get together in Mecca, in the house of Allah, in the city of Islam, in the place that is the birthplace of Islam. They get together, they revive everything, and then they come back. And now another gathering that is becoming so popular in the world, that is gathering of Arba'een. Gathering that has been inspired by Aba Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam. And that is also because of Prophet, peace be upon him. Grandson of Prophet, peace be upon him, has inspired the hearts that people, they love to go to Karbala. They love to walk towards Karbala. Youth like you, young people like you, they feel honor taking the banner and going towards Karbala. 20 million, 17 million, 18 million. That number, it shows that Islam is taking over. It's becoming victorious. So these are all evidences that we can understand that Islam itself is a right religion. That is why sometimes you keep hearing
the news, for example, Lauren Brooks accepted Islam. Sometimes Sean Stone accepted Islam. Those popular people of the community. Sometimes journalists are accepting Islam. Sometimes somebody is actor or somebody is producer of the films, but he is accepting Islam. It's because Deenul Haq. When they looked at Islam, at that time they could not refuse. And this is the beauty of Islam. That if anybody starts searching about that, I was speaking with one of the ministers and he said that at the moment, many of the priests in their churches, when they like to go and deliver a speech, you know, this is very interesting. He said, when they like to go deliver a speech in their churches, they read Quran at home, but they don't sit with people. Because they don't have anything. At the moment, if they like to give a larger to people, they cannot find in their books. Only the book that can give larger to people, that is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is Quran. Quran is logical. You know, in one of the verses, the Quran wants to speak about the existence of the people. At that time it says, did you create yourself? So you see, it challenges the mind. Did you create yourself? Or anybody else has created? Or you have created yourself? Did you create yourself? Or you have created yourself? So it makes a challenge. It wants to develop a logic. This is religion of Islam. That if anybody starts looking at that, then they will find that there is truth in this religion. Please say one more salawat. Now there are three elements that have been the elements of success and its victory. It is said one was akhlaq of Prophet, second was sword of Amir al-Mu'mineen, and third, anybody guess what is that third element of success?
Sacrifice of Imam
Hussein. Anybody else? There are three elements that have been elements of success of Islam. One is Prophet's akhlaq, mashallah, wealth and support of Hazrat Khadija. Three important elements have been used in order that Islam can be successful, it can be victorious. One is akhlaq of Prophet, second is sword of Amir al-Mu'mineen, and third is wealth of Hazrat Khadija, support of Hazrat Khadija salamullah alayha. If in today's world we take one of them, if you start following that akhlaq of the Prophet, peace be upon him, implement in our life, because Prophet has been said as role model. Have you ever thought in your life, what is something that you can say that I have seen Prophet, peace be upon him, as my role model, and I started following him? Did you ever thought that this is I'm doing because this is one of the characters of Prophet, and I do that because my Prophet has done that? We may heard many things, and we may start practicing many things, but with this intention, that I do because I keep Prophet as my role model. I've seen him as example, and I follow him in sitting, in standing, meeting with people, greeting with the people, respecting other people. What is something that I can say, this is because I have from Prophet? Think about that sometimes. Tonight is night of Prophet, peace be upon him. If night like this, I can go back and I could start thinking, what is something that really I have taken Prophet as my role model? And I started following him. You know, simplicity. It is said that Nasara Najran, Christians of Najran, they came to meet with the Prophet, peace be upon him. And they were wearing those jewelries. Of course, you know, when you go to the churches today also, priests, they keep wearing those jewelries. They have necklace. They have beautiful kabal. They try to dress well. So they came to the Prophet, peace be upon him, meeting with him in Masjid Nabi. And of course, it was a time when Prophet already had established everything. Medina was already established. It was in the final years. When they came to meet with the Prophet, peace be upon him, Prophet refused to meet with them. Second day again, they came to see Prophet, peace be upon him. Second time, again he refused. Third time, when they came and they were refused, they got worried. There is something wrong. We need to think about that. What is something that he doesn't like to meet with us? They went to Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. In history, they said that they were coming on the way that they met with Uthman ibn Affan. They asked him that, what is the reason the Prophet is not meeting with us? He said, if you like to really know about the reason, you need to go to the personality who knows the secrets about the Prophet, peace be upon him. Who knows the heart of Prophet, peace be upon him. He would be able to answer your question. And that is Ali. So then they came to Amir al-Mu'mineen. When they came to Amir al-Mu'mineen, Amir al-Mu'mineen said that, you go with this stuff, with these jewels, and Prophet is personality who loves with simplicity. He does not like those, this stuff. Go without that. So secondly, then again they changed their dresses. And then they came to Prophet, peace be upon him. When they came to Prophet, at that time Prophet welcomed them. He took them in the masjid and he sat with them. So you see, one of the examples of life of Prophet, peace be upon him, that he loved with the simplicity. His simplicity in his dress, that was well known. Now if you go back and look at your drawers sometimes, how many, what kind of, various types of, we already bought it, and we keep buying. But there is not an example of Prophet, peace be upon him. Of course, this is not part of Prophet, peace be upon him. It's not part of Amir al-Mu'mineen either. That Amir al-Mu'mineen says that, Wallahi, by God, I lived in this world by eating a dry bread and with only two dresses. And then he says that, I know that you cannot do that. It's not possible for you. Antum la taqdiruna ala dhalik. Antum la taqdiruna ala dhalik. It's not possible for you that you can be like me, Ali. You can eat that dry bread and you can have only two dresses in your life. But he said, A'inuni. A'inuni. Help me, support me, as I am your leader. Bilwara'i wal ijtihad. At least think about that we are followers of Amir al-Mu'mineen. If you cannot have two, then three, four, not 10, not 12, not 20. There has to be a limit for that. So in life of Prophet, peace be upon him, there was simplicity. And he loved this simplicity. He lived it all his life. When he wanted to greet, he would not see if somebody is rich, then he says salam with honor. When he sees somebody is a poor person, then he says salam with disrespect. You know, sometimes we try to distinguish. Even we try to distinguish between old people and rest of people. We don't respect children. The Prophet was not kind of personality. He even used to respect children. He used to respect youth. He used to respect orphans. It is said a day Prophet was walking in Medina and he came across an orphan who was wearing a very old dress and he was weeping, crying in the street. Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, stopped. He said, what is the reason? Rest of the children are playing. They are happy. But you are sad. You are weeping. You are having old dress. He said, my father has died. My mother left me alone. I don't have any brothers and sisters. I don't have any shelter. I don't have any house. So now look at the character of Prophet, peace be upon him. When Prophet speaking with this orphan, if you like to treat the orphans, treat like that. Prophet said, don't you like that me as Prophet come your father? Don't you like that Fatima to Zahra, please say salawat. Become your sister? Would you like that my children Hassan and Hussein play with you like friends? Do you like to live in my house? Do you like that I give you the dress that you wear? And he said, of course, Ya Rasulullah. I would love to take Fatima as my sister. I would love to have you as my father. Sometimes we need to think that if there is an orphan, can we give him shelter? This is following the path of Prophet, peace be upon him. Don't think all the time that we only four, five people at home, we are responsible of each other and we try to keep this whole home established. We try to give and feed these children and buying all the stuff, going to the malls every day and keep buying, filling the trolleys and then come back. Be happy. Eating best of foods, going to various restaurants, finding which one is the best restaurant in Houston. All the time we are searching which one is the best restaurant in Houston. No, this is not life of Prophet, peace be upon him. Prophet was looking at the orphans. Even he became father of the orphans. He was orphan himself. He was orphan himself, and Quran said, when you were orphan, we provided you shelter. But when Allah speaks to the Prophet, peace be upon him, in regards to the orphan, he says, أَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ. Do not be angry on the orphans. Do not be angry. That means when you see any orphan, at that time, you need to be merciful. You need to treat them with mercy. وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. If any beggar comes to you, you know, probably you heard about that. Children elders, everybody has heard that anybody comes on the door of Ahlul Bayt Rehmus Salam. Haven't we heard that? Anybody comes on the door of Ahlul Bayt Rehmus Salam, they don't refuse. They don't refuse anybody. They will try to help them as much as they can. Even sometimes telling them some skills. Not necessarily all the time that you have to give money to somebody. But sometimes you give them some skills. This is the house of Prophet, peace be upon him. Even if sometimes people became asking Prophet, peace be upon him, and did not have anything, he referred to them, go to the door of my daughter, Fatima Zahra, salamu alayha. Please say salawat. So dear brothers and sisters, if akhlaq has been one of the tools for the success of Islam, and even if I say that according to my teacher Ayatollah Jawadi Amri, he used to say that akhlaq itself is a religion. Akhlaq itself is a religion. Because if somebody has akhlaq and good behavior, he can be a good Muslim. But if somebody does not have akhlaq, he cannot be a Muslim. If there is a human being is mutakhayyir and has akhlaq and has behavior is better than a Muslim who does not have akhlaq. He's better than him. And he would be better human being. Prophet, peace be upon him, became in akhlaq on such a level that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. That is today, as we gathered to commemorate his demise. You know, in Muslims, unfortunately, Prophet is not recognized. Prophet was not introduced. We really do not know what Prophet, peace be upon him. And we do not like to know as well. We don't like to know what Prophet, peace be upon him. As Holy Prophet was the most popular personality, he has gone through the tragedies more than anybody else. His tragedies are more than anybody else. In a hadith, Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, مَا أُوْدِيَ النَّبِيُّ قَطُّ كَمَا أُوْدِيْتُ. That none of the Prophet has suffered as I, as Prophet, have suffered. Holy Prophet suffered in his life. Let us think, what is the suffering of the Prophet, peace be upon him? What are the tragedies that he has gone through? Can we imagine the tragedies of Prophet? First of all, Prophet, peace be upon him, came in the community that was ignorant community. A community of Bedouins. He was Sayyid al-Mursaleen. He was Khatam al-Anbiya. Dear children, can you pay attention? But he was the one that he came in a community that was worst community on the earth. And he was not known. Sometime he has to leave the city. He has to leave the houses. He has to isolate himself. He has to go in cave, pray over there. Because he could not find anybody who could understand him. Then, when he delivered his message, of course people, they could not know the ranks of Prophet, peace be upon him. They used to call him with his name. You know, today, for example, if there is a marja, if there is a leader, if there is a mujtahid, if he is called with the name, that is complete disrespect.
don't call any Ayatullah with the name. But Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, sometimes was being called with the name. That is how he suffered. People, they used to hit him strong. He becomes wounded. Injuries on his body. When he used to walk through the streets of Makkah, people, they used to send their children to hit him strong. And then Lady Fatima, daughter of the Prophet, she would come out and she would put the bands on the wounds of Prophet, peace be upon him. Sometimes they used to throw garbage on the body of Prophet, peace be upon him. While he was praying, they had thrown garbage on the back of Prophet, peace be upon him. And he stayed in sajda. It is said that Fatima al-Zahra looked at that. She ran from house, she came outside, and she started cleaning the back of Prophet, peace be upon him. She started cleaning the back of Prophet. And you know, brothers and sisters, how Prophet was mazloom, how he has suffered. He has suffered that his advices were not been accepted. He was refused many times. His own companions did not want to support him. In the war he became alone. His teeth were being broken. And nobody supported Prophet, peace be upon him. Only Amirul Mu'mineen was with the Prophet. Night like this, it is said that Holy Prophet was in the house of his daughter. His head was in the lap of Fatima al-Zahra. As somebody knocked the door, and Fatima, she asked, "Who is outside on the door?" And she was answered, he would like to meet with the Prophet, peace be upon him. She said, "My father is sick at the moment. He's in the difficult state." And then again he knocked the door. And again he knocked the door, Fatima al-Zahra, she said, "Oh man, go back. My father is in bad state. He cannot speak with anybody at the moment." And Prophet was sleeping at the moment. And when he knocked the third time, at that time it is said that Fatima al-Zahra cried. And the drops of her tear came on the face of Prophet, peace be upon him. And suddenly Holy Prophet opened his eyes. And you know the phrase Prophet has said? Holy Prophet said, "Oh Fatima, how come you are crying in my life? I do not like to see you crying in my life. What has happened to you? Why are you crying?" And she said, "Oh my father, there is somebody at the door. He keeps knocking. I ask him to go back, but he does not like to go back." And then Prophet said, "Oh Fatima, this is only your door. This is only your house that is honor. That angel of the death is standing outside. He likes to come out, but he would like to have your permission. If you give him permission, he's going to come in." And then Prophet, peace be upon him, himself gave permission to angel of the death to come in. When he came in, he started asking, you know, angel of death, when he wanted to take the soul of the Prophet, peace be upon him, he asked permission from Prophet, "Ya Rasulullah, would you allow me that I can take your soul?"
And at that time, Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Can you call Jibreel?" And Jibreel came. Holy Prophet asked him, "Oh Jibreel, what do you think? Should I leave this world?" And Jibreel said, "Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you in the other world. At this time, other world has become enlightened with your nur, Ya Rasulullah. Allah is willing that you leave this world." That was the time when Prophet, peace be upon him, started saying farewell. He called Amir al-Mu'mineen. He called Fatima al-Zahra. He called Imam al-Mujtaba. He called Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. And I would like to say only one phrase, that when he called Imam Mujtaba, he started kissing Imam al-Mujtaba. And he kissed Imam al-Mujtaba on his lips. He kissed Imam al-Mujtaba on his neck. And he started giving the news, "Oh my dear son Mujtaba, you get ready to be poisoned." And then he called Aba Abdullah al-Hussein. And he called Aba Abdullah. Then he started kissing Aba Abdullah al-Hussein. He was kissing on the lips of Aba Abdullah. Sometime he was kissing forehead of Aba Abdullah. Sometime he was kissing on the neck of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein. And I would like to say, "Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah." Then he said, "Oh Aba Abdullah, can you come close to me?" And he started kissing on the chest of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam. The place, it is said that Shamer had came on the chest of Aba Abdullah. This was the body where Shamer once, he was riding on this chest. And Aba Abdullah al-Hussein, when he looked at Shamer, at that time he said that, "You are riding on a chest where Prophet, peace be upon him, used to kiss this place." When he started slaughtering Aba Abdullah al-Hussein, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Radam biqadaihi wa tasliman li'amrihi." Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayka ya rahmatan lil alamin. But it is said together, sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفرائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار. All together. الصلاة على الحسين وعلى علي ابن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين يا حسين.
Yeah. Janam Hussain, Janam Hussain, Hussain, Janam Hussain, Janam Hussain, Janam. Ami Shebalabam, Name Tobosham. Ami Shebalabam, Name Tobosham. Ami Guyom Ke.
سیدی تصویری شمع سوزان با مداحی حسن شیرازی.
میکند خدایا آتش زده چو قلبم تمام خیمه ها.